Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Yeah, morning. Welcome back. Hope your weekend was awesome. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Have you guys got your results back for 23andMe?
No.
Not yet? Have you done
no.
it?
No.
Oh, you still haven't spit in it?
No.
Oh.
It says you can't drink for 30 minutes and then you have to spit. And every time I think about it, I'm like, oh, I just took a sip of water.
Then you don't want to know what your results are.
I do too.
I did mine before they were a partner on the show and I got mine back and I even found relatives. Eddie, did you do yours?
Yeah, mine says it's coming in like 5 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, it's coming.
But you don't have your results yet.
No, they sent me an email, said they got it. It's in the lab, expected in five
Ooh,
weeks.
Ooh, they're breaking down.
This is not a commercial, by the way. So what you do is you spit into a tube and it tells you, it told me things of, you know, where my descent is, what my heritage was. It told me food allergies a bit. It told me all these things. And so, Raymond, did you do it?
Yeah, I got my test back, too.
He got his back already.
Yeah.
And so, Raymond has always said that he's part American Indian.
Correct. Since I was a kid, my parents always said, you're around 4 or 5% Native American. Not a crazy a bunch, but it's enough to make you tan. And then, you're different than most people because you're going to have a little bit different color skin.
So, you got it back. But guess what? How much a Native American do you think he is?
By looking at him, yeah. I would say about 5%.
You say 5%?
Yeah, he is dark.
Raymond and tell Amy, you want to take a shot at this?
Okay.
How Native American is he?
5%.
Everybody's going the same?
I like it, yeah.
Raymond, how much are you?
The results came back. I'm 0% Native American. My parents have told me that for 32 years. I even tried to apply for college and say I was Native American.
Oh, my goodness.
My grandma apparently just thought she had some Native American in her, and she didn't.
Yeah, my husband says he's like...
I told
like,
my mom that.
That, too. I'm going to make him do it.
We were blown away. I've thought that my entire life. And my dad's tan, too, so we really did think we were Native
Imagine
American.
Imagine had you gotten, like, some weird scholarship.
I didn't. They turned me down.
Own a casino somewhere.
Yeah.
And wow. When I was a kid, I swear to God, my parents one time took us to an Indian reservation on a weekend, and we helped clean up garbage. And my mom said, your ancestors are Indian. This is where your ancestors used to live.
So 23andMe.
Wow.
Gave him a little spoonful of dose reality.
Love it.
That's funny. Well, not a commercial. I just enjoyed my experience with it. They are a partner on the show, a full disclosure, but I'm ready for everybody else's because it's neat when you open it up and go, oh, because I'm very...
Okay, I'm spinning today.
I'm very Irish. I'm very European. I had some, like, African in me as well. So it was I had a good mix. Yeah. Much like my whole life. It was a mix of my life.
No Native American Indian, though?
Yeah, there was a little bit.
You did have
Yeah, but my mom was heavy.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. What?
Heavy what?
Heavy, like Native American.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't mine, but it was like 11% or something. Mm. More than Ray thought he was. But mine, I had lots of different ones.
I was going to say you look extra tan today.
No, that's not Native American. Tan. That's spray tan. Yeah.
Let's go.
Native spray tan.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
44-year-old Kimberly Cooper randomly walked into Chicago's Northwestern Hospital. She was like, yeah, I just feel moved. Because I heard these stories on the radio about people getting on lists and testing out their kidneys. Mm-hmm. So she didn't know anyone, but she had just seen it on the news where you could go get tested and maybe you would match with someone. And maybe you don't. Yeah, that's a thing too. Maybe you don't. And she matched. She was a match for 21-year-old Brendan Flaherty, who had been waiting for 6 years for a kidney.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
And that's how rare that the matches are. You have to be exactly right on. Other people heard her story. They started to donate because it was on the news.
So they just showed up.
Yes, yeah, 6 other people randomly showed up and donated kidneys to other patients at the same hospital because what she did when she walked in and donated a kidney at that hospital. Didn't even know anybody. Wow. We're in outrage culture right now, and it's stories like this that are just awesome. Because all you read all the time are, you don't believe with me. We're on two different sides of the world and the law and politics.
Yeah, there's a lot of negativity.
I bet you all 7 of those people don't agree on politics. And they don't have to. It's the whole point of this thing.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
They're walking in and they're like, I'm only going to give my kidney to somebody that voted for
you. Better love Paul Ryan or I'm out.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. And that's what I like to see. Thank you very much. I see you. That's an amazing story to Kimberly, to everybody there. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Austin, Texas. There was another package bomb that went off. 2 men in their 20s were seriously injured by a package that exploded. Police are warning if you have a package at your door that you didn't order, don't open it. In lottery news, we have a Powerball winner. The winning ticket was sold in Pennsylvania. The winner of the $456 million jackpot has yet to come forward. And finally, March Madness, 16 teams left. No perfect brackets remain. The Sweet 16 is going to get underway on Thursday. Yeah,
you Bobby Bones. Yeah. Hey, so we're talking about Amy was at the grocery store, and Amy has 2 children, 10 and 7, and they're adopted from Haiti. And so a kid's like, hey, why is the mom white and the kid black? And so it was kind of an awkward moment in the supermarket. I don't know if awkward is the word. I don't know if you thought
it
awkward.
It wasn't awkward. It was just straight up, why is your mom white?
But the mom of the kid, it was kind of awkward
that,
with her.
It was awkward because I started to explain it, and she almost didn't want me explaining it. She wanted to handle it herself, which is fine.
Shayla?
Yes.
You heard us talk about this?
I was just thinking the mom was probably embarrassed that her kid just blurted that out. And she's not mad at Amy for talking to him, just embarrassed.
What do you think about that?
Oh, well, nobody should be embarrassed. I mean, it's a kid. Now, if an adult were like, you know, why is your baby black and you're white?
Can you imagine an adult? I mean, I can.
Yes, the sad part is.
Hey, white lady. Well, yeah.
But I mean, a little kid, nobody needs to be embarrassed about that. I love that they notice that and they're inquisitive and they want to know and they're curious. So I think it's a good opportunity to talk to your kids about families and what makes a family.
Hey, Shayla, you have any kids?
Yes, I do.
They ever ask things that are, you're like, oh, don't do that in public, or ever say anything like that?
All the time.
Yeah.
She doesn't know the difference between boys and girls, so she will call little old ladies him, and they do not like that.
How old is it, a daughter? How old's your daughter?
She's 3.
Yeah, I mean, 3, though. How do you control a 3-year-old?
Can't do it.
I don't, right? Can you even control a 3-year-old?
Yeah. You just don't. You just smile and nod.
Shayla, where you live?
New Orleans.
How's that going over there this morning? You good?
I'm good. Headed to work.
Well, I appreciate you calling, and thank you for listening to the show. Hope you have a great day.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Appreciate you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Yeah, well, there's that. You know, Amy's daughter got new braids. I forgot to mention. And the crazy thing is that it took 7 hours to put them in.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It takes, yes. I mean, the first time we did it a couple months ago, it was about an 8-hour ordeal. This one was 7. I'm like, how do you sit there for that long? I mean, the girl, the Dozzlem is amazing. Like, I don't even know how she does the tiny braids like that. But the patience that my daughter has, and man, it just lights up. Like, she looks in the mirror and she's just like,
loves it.
It gives her a whole new attitude. Sometimes too much of an attitude to where I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll take those braids out real quick because that's a treat.
You won't take them out real quick, though. From what I know about braids,
it might take about 8 hours.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It takes a long time to take them out.
We started to take out her other braids to get the new ones. We started the night before.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then worked on it. And then it took 7 hours to put the new ones in. So, yes, it's a process. But my husband did bust out some scissors when we were having a moment. And he kind of set them on the counter. He goes, I'm just going to set these right here because... You know, those braids, those are...
That's the quickest way to get them out. Just cut them.
Yeah, that's what we started to think. And then we were going to bed that night. We were kind of laughing because it was an intense, like she was not being appreciative and grateful and whatever. And when he busted out the scissors, my eyeballs got real big. I'm like, please don't cut off her braids. Like, we can scar her for life.
Amy pulls out the blowtorch. You know what we can do.
Yes.
We'd burn this whole house down if you didn't.
Obviously, we're new to this parenting thing. We're trying to figure some stuff out. And we were getting ready for bed that night. And my husband walked in. And he's like, you think the scissors were too much? And I was like, yes!
So the next day, he drops a machete. All right.
But, you know, you just, braids are a treat. She's got to appreciate them.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, time for that positivity on a Monday. Let's do it.
Tell me something good.
Amy, hit me with it.
Some runners running on a trail noticed 5 puppies that had been abandoned and freezing in the woods. So they grabbed them up, little 5 black puppies. They were actually all huddled together trying to stay warm. And they rescued them, took them to an animal shelter. Oh, they're going to be sent out to, or hopefully picked up by various families. But awesome they stumbled across them.
I agree with that. For the 23rd wedding anniversary of this couple, the husband's given his wife one of his kidneys, saving her life. Like, if you're the husband, though, and you match and you don't give him a kidney, they're probably going to be a 24th wedding anniversary, right?
Right.
Isn't that part of the deal?
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. But still, I think it's awesome they matched. So think about that. They're not brother and sister. They're husband and wife, and it's hard to find a match. So Caesar and Monica are celebrating 23 years, and... For 8.5 hours a day for over 2 years, she's been on dialysis. It's a kidney disease she inherited from her mother. When they found out they're a perfect match, boom, and they're having it done on their anniversary.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, right?
It's quite
I think the coolest part of the story, though, is that they matched.
Yes, because it's so rare.
It's so rare, mm-hmm. And it's your husband.
And they're married.
I should do that. Before I get married, I should see if we're a match and then marry somebody.
That makes sure. Yeah.
Like, if I do one of those Bumblebee accounts, I should get on there and go,
stop B.
Let's do kidney analysis first.
Yeah, then we'll see.
Then we'll talk. Yeah, Lunchbox?
There was a family, they were cleaning out the attic at their grandpa's house. They were unloading this box, and there's some dusty books in there, and they pick up this book. And in between some of the pages, they find a Ty Cobb baseball card worth $250,000.
Wow.
There's only 24 known in the whole world, and they found one in this dusty old book.
Amazing.
Would you know if you saw that was like a good find?
Yes, I would know. I wouldn't know how good of a find, but I would know. First of all, I know who Ty Cobb is. Second of all, I used to be a big baseball card collector.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go, this could be something. I need to take it right away out to Spencer's Corner and or
Spencer's
wherever.
Or the card shops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That it, Lunch?
That's it.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones
Show. I was reading this story about Kylie Jenner. Not really one of my favorite topics to discuss, but this was just so ridiculous. Kylie Jenner will post a selfie on Instagram. And before she posts that one, she says she takes about 500 to post one.
I've heard that all the Kardashians do that, or the Jenner Kardashian family.
500?
Mm-hmm.
I take 3 or 4 and I go, man, I'm giving myself too many options.
Yeah.
They take 500.
I heard Kim Kardashian says, hey, I'm about to take a selfie. And then like 10 people show up to help get her just right for her selfie. And then she takes 500 and then they post it.
Okay, I guess if I'm going to be devil's advocate, that's their business and their life.
Yeah.
And they sell based on their Instagram. Like, I've never sold my Instagram. I'm about to, though, for one ad.
What?
Did I tell you?
Oh, I think he mentioned it.
Did you?
Yeah, it's not a radio buy, but it's something that I do at home anyway. The only reason I'm able to do it.
Oh, yes. I know.
From fiber.
Like, yeah. Because
I never went to the... Okay, well, you said it. But
thank you, Amy.
Okay.
Forever, I didn't go to the bathroom. And my trainer was like, you need to take this Metamucil. I've told the story on the air, so this is not paid at all. And I said, Metamucil? Because I was going to the bathroom like once every week and a half. That's it. And so it wasn't healthy. So I started taking it, and I was tagging them.
Toxic.
And they were like, hey, why don't you do an ad for us on your Instagram? I was like, wait, you're going to pay me to do something I'm already doing? And so, yeah, so I don't know when it's going up, but I'm going to put
what
one up there.
What does it entail?
Well, it's a documentary.
Oh, yeah, not too many visuals, man.
Short film.
No, but I understand why they have to do the lights and stuff, because to them, that's basically a TV show. More people watch their Instagram than watch certain TV shows.
That is very true. Yeah.
What are you guys giggling about over there?
The pictures that you could possibly put.
Oh.
Like having struggle, having...
I think before Metamucil,
like before
after.
And after.
It's like, ooh, and afterward I'm like, hee.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think it's at just one post, one video.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
But I guess I'm kind of like a
Kardashian.
Yeah, oh, even worse. It's a video.
Hey, guys. Anybody else having trouble?
Hey, watch this.
Anyone else going through this?
Yeah. Anyway, my point was...
Yeah.
Do you struggle going to the bathroom?
But that's a real thing.
It is.
Do you go to the bathroom only once every week and a half?
Well, I did.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Everett, Washington. A 43-year-old man saw someone breaking into his neighbor's garage. He's like, oh, I'm going to go out and bust him. So he pulls out his taser and goes to confront the man and accidentally tases himself.
Oh.
So the guy
That's
got
a surprising shock, huh?
Hey, shock. I get it.
So they're still looking for the guy that was breaking into the garage, but the guy is okay, but tased himself.
No, I mean, you're surprised because you're trying to tase all of a sudden. You're like, oh, no. You don't expect that.
I thought you were making a joke.
I kind of was, but I really wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought he was making a pun. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
It would be shocking if I did.
Hey!
Bobby Bones.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Yeah. Well, Amy's big birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday to you.
It was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I felt like we celebrated for a few days.
Yeah, it was yesterday. Well, Friday's the last day I saw you, so that's when you gave me a gift. And then my husband planned stuff for Saturday, and then yesterday was like the real day.
And what'd you do yesterday?
Well, nothing really birthday-ish.
All happened Saturday?
Yeah, all Saturday.
And what'd you do?
I just hung out with a friend, ran errands, hung out with the kids. And
I saw you at a spa with like five girls.
That was on Saturday.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what'd you do for your birthday?
Oh, I meant the actual. Yeah, I went to a spin class and worked out. And then my husband had this all planned out. And then after that, he had donuts and mimosas show up. So we ate that. And then we went straight to the spa. And we were there for probably 4 to 5 hours. Like, it was crazy. And then after that, we had dinner.
How much does that cost? 5 hours at a spa?
Well, there was some downtime, like in the relaxation room in between, because it's hard to schedule everybody at the same time. So sometimes you were in the relaxation room waiting on your treatment. And yeah, he covered everything.
That relaxation room is not very relaxing. Sometimes I've been to get a massage, you just sit in there and eat peanuts.
Yes.
And wait.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Steve Jobs filled out a job application when he was 18. Now, Steve Jobs is the Apple founder. Not live anymore, but he filled it out and they sold it for $160,000 at an auction. Yeah, his 18-year-old job application. What do we get for lunches? He applied here. Lunch boxes. $10, $15.
Yeah, easy.
I haven't filled out a job application because what we do, we have to give... I guess you guys haven't had to do that. Give tapes. I've always had to send tapes off to people. But since you guys have never been in radio, you've never had to do that.
No.
Never had to make a demo.
I had to put together a TV tape, but that's a little different.
Man. Should make you guys apply for other jobs.
Oh,
and
my
be rejected.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Yeah.
Make demo tapes?
Under pseudonyms and see if you get jobs like I had to do. So on Thursday, Red Akins comes by. And we have that up as a Bobby cast. And Red Akins has songs like That Ain't My Truck from back in the day.
That ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day.
So if you subscribe to the Bobby cast, he wrote Dirt on My Boots, and he actually wore those boots over to my house accidentally. I said, hey, what about this one? He goes, oh, I had these boots on. And I was like, I got nothing to write about. How about we write about these dirt on my boots? And they wrote that song.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And he was like, it's these boots. It's Thursday on the Bobbycast. Subscribe to Bobbycast. Mm. It was a fantastic interview. And, you know, he kept calling Thomas Rhett, Thomas Rhett. he kept going, yeah, Thomas Rhett. And I said, why are you calling Thomas Rhett Thomas Rhett? It's his son, right?
Right.
Why not call him Thomas? Or,
yeah.
He goes, no, ever since he's a baby, he's been Thomas Rhett. Thomas Rhett Akins.
Yeah.
And so he talks about that.
You always call him Thomas Rhett. Do you call him Thomas when you're not talking about him?
No, Thomas Rhett. That's been his name since he was born.
So he's always Thomas Rhett. Mm-hmm. That's not a thing you're just saying because we're talking about mm-hmm. His name's Thomas Rhett.
Yeah, most people think his last name is Rhett. You know?
I don't even call him.
My name's Thomas Rhett. I'm Thomas Rhett Akins Sr. He's Thomas Rhett Akins Jr. And from the moment he was born, it's kind of a Southern thing. You know, he's been Thomas. We call him Thomas Rhett since the day he was born.
So I thought that was pretty interesting. It's a gold mine if you want to hear a good Bobbycast on Thursday. That ain't my truck in her drive. So whatever you're on, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, subscribe to the Bobbycast. Don't be staring at your phones. A woman developed a brain blood clot because she was staring at her phone too long. Man, I'm primed for that, huh?
Yeah.
Ouch.
You get checked.
Yeah. A woman who stared at her phone for 20 hours straight during a long-distance train ride developed life-threatening blood clots on her brain. Once she got off the train, she could barely speak. She had trouble moving her limbs. Holy cow. What was she watching on her phone? She maintained the same posture for a long time. She did not move around. She watched the mobile phone. Man, I'm telling you, I watch this phone a lot myself. I feel like my brain sometimes is clotting up. My vessels are getting filled with what... let me see what I've been looking at recently. I get on this phone. I've been playing this game now called Battle Royal. I've been playing another game online.
Battle Royal.
Well, yeah. No, the game is called what's it called?
Fortnite
Battle Royal. Okay. And I have another version on my phone.
Oh boy,
you're a gamer now, dude. I love it.
No, I'm terrible.
Oh,
I'm pretty slow at it. So but I've been doing that. I stay on Twitter all the time.
Yeah, you need to take some breaks. I think
I like Snapchat better than it used to be. I'm the only one apparently.
Yeah,
because Morgan number two, our 24-year-old over there, hates it. So it's not cool anymore, I guess. Yeah. Speaking of that, you want to do what 24-year-olds are thinking are cool? Hey, what do 24-year-olds care about? Yeah. That's your cue, Morgan. Okay, we got
to
do it again.
Sorry, it's a new one. I'm not used to it.
Here we go. Hey, what do 24-year-olds
care about? Yeah. All right, so cold brew and red wine now exists. You can essentially buy coffee with red wine in decaf or non-decaf.
So it's the same mix. It's a mixture of coffee and wine?
Yeah, you can drink it together now. And now you don't have to have alcohol or like some energy and coffee.
So
you
it's like
both.
Red Bull and vodka, but coffee and wine.
I'm not a big fan of either coffee or wine, so it sounds disgusting to me, but I guess you want to knock out two birds with one stone. That's it.
Just make sure you don't drink that one in the morning.
Or especially. Yeah. By the way, thank you. There you go, Morgan. Hey, what do 24-year-olds care about? Amy got pulled over this morning on the way to work.
Oh.
They thought she was drunk.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
I'm pretty sure he was like, okay, what's up? You on your way home from the clubs? I'm like, no, I'm on my way to work.
First of all, I think Amy's giving herself a little too much credit. Are you on your way home from the clubs? Because you're such a club looking... Go ahead.
I know. I have my...
You're in your turtleneck.
Sweater on.
Yeah. Go ahead, club girl.
Yeah. So next thing you know, I'm getting pulled over and I'm thinking, why am I getting pulled over right now? So I get over and I realize that it's because my lights weren't on.
Oh.
Whoopsie. But my son, I guess, was playing with my car. Like he was roaming around in my car and he had switched a little knob from auto to where you had to turn your lights on. And normally I just start my car and my lights are on. And he had turned the interior lights on. So those being on while I was driving kept me from realizing that my headlights weren't on.
How did you not turn your lights inside off when you started driving?
Because then too late, I was driving and they were already on and I would have had to pull over. I didn't really have time for that. So at a red light, I decided to put my car in park and reach back and do that. And that's when I realized all kinds of things and the light turned green. And he realized I wasn't going. This is why I think he thought I was drinking.
Oh my goodness.
And then... I thought when he was pulling me over, I didn't really think it was for me. I didn't pull over right away.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I didn't get a ticket, though.
And then I started going 90 because I wanted to get out of his way. So I went super fast.
He was young and cool and super nice. He said, where do you work?
You dropped the name?
No, yeah. I never.
What do you think about Bruce Willis?
Die Hard.
Yeah.
I don't really think about him.
Never.
Married to Demi Moore.
You don't think about him on Friends as dating Rachel for multiple episodes?
Now that you say it, but no, my brain goes to shoot them up in videos.
Wait, movies. 63 today.
Wow.
His top movies are Die Hard, Pulp Fiction, and The Sixth Sense, meaning the ones that he's known for.
Yeah.
So I'll give you an actor. Tell me what you think they're most known for.
Okay.
Leo DiCaprio.
Titanic.
No, not even the top three.
What?
I know. And then I think that's probably an age thing, too, because I don't think 25-year-olds are going Titanic.
Okay, eating Gilbert Grape?
No, you're going the wrong direction.
Wrong direction. Oh, Wall Street?
Okay, so that makes number three. DiCaprio's biggest movies that he's known for right now are Inception, The Departed, and Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
How about Jennifer Lawrence?
Hunger Games.
Nailed that one. What do you think else is on there?
Joy.
No. Is that the Mop movie?
Yes.
No.
It was really good. Oh, one of the ones with Bradley Cooper. All those ones that are the same.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah, and there's
which
another.
I thought was pretty fantastic, by the way. Okay. And I didn't even plan to watch it. And I think it just came on. Magic. I think a ghost turned it on and I watched it.
Oh, it was meant to be.
And then American Hustle at number three for her.
Uh-huh.
I saw where she's got a bunch of busts in a row. And now Hollywood's like, is she even a leading lady anymore?
Yeah, she is. She's Katniss Everdeen.
Will Ferrell. What do you think right now he's most known for?
Step Brothers just came to mind. That basketball movie. Old School.
Nope. Oh. Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
That's a good movie.
Anchorman at number two.
Okay, yes. Duh.
Reese Witherspoon. You're not going to get this one. You're not, and I know you love Reese Witherspoon. What do you think the movie she's known for most?
If you're saying I'm not going to get it.
I never even heard of this movie.
Well, I was going to say Sweet Home Alabama.
Mm-mm, not
it's
even
one of my
list.
Favorites. Okay, then.
Number one is Wild.
Oh, yeah. That's based off the book where she hikes.
Is that new or old?
Yeah, I even bought hiking boots just like the one she wore in the movie.
Oh, so you know it.
I still haven't hiked yet, though. But,
oh.
I mean, it makes you want to go leave all your things behind and go hike for days.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't do that now. You just got two kids.
Yeah, I know. Kind of still makes you want to leave everything behind.
No, man.
Just kidding.
Legally Blonde is at number two.
Oh, yeah.
And Walk the Line is at number three.
Okay.
Finally, what are they known most for? Ben Affleck. What's his number one movie?
How About Them Apples? What is that one? What's that one called? With How About Them Apples?
Good Will Hunting?
Yes, that's it.
No. Argo, which was really good.
Yeah, based on a true story.
Gone Girl.
Oh, that is such a good, that could be true.
Crazy.
I don't know if it is.
Oh, it's probably been true 100 times. We just don't know about it. Yeah, that Gone Girl is crazy.
But I like how you say his name.
What about
Ben Affleck?
What about Geely or Geely?
That was like the worst one. Remember him and Jennifer Lopez were dating and they did that movie together?
Yes.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Uh-huh.
Did you know, I got to tell you, I got to throw a shout out to Prince Charles. Like, this guy has got it all figured out. Now, I get it, he's royal. And he gets privileges, but this is a privilege that I can incorporate in my life, and I don't think it would be that expensive.
What does he do?
Prince Charles, which, by the way, that's Prince Harry's dad, big-eared dude. You know, he's like...
Was married to Princess Diana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He goes around with his own toilet seat. Boom.
No, he does?
He travels with his own toilet seat, and he makes someone switch it out every time he goes to the toilet.
That's amazing.
I mean, that is right up my alley. If I'm going to be on... There are two things that I want now. One, a parking space,
because
they don't give me one. If I'm staying here much longer, I'm getting a parking space.
Give them a parking space.
And two, a toilet seat.
I want a toilet seat, and I go somewhere, they switch it out for me.
You'd have to pack it, Bones.
No.
Someone would carry
someone else would. That's the thing.
And I need a toilet. You know how Ed Sheeran has someone that carries ketchup?
Yes.
I want a toilet seat carrier.
There you go.
Listen, I travel a light. You know, nothing really that Beyonce about me, but I'm learning. I want a parking. I don't think the parking space is that crazy, though. But two, I like the toilet seat. And then it gets switched out.
It's amazing.
I want it to be red.
Why haven't we learned about this in The Queen yet? Or The Crown?
Well, because he's like four. Then.
Oh, that's true.
Bones, a red toilet seat may be a little dangerous. You'll never know if it's dirty or not, you know?
No, it's new one every time.
Oh.
Yeah. Because what happens is, like, I did stand-up this weekend. I went to Colorado Springs, which, by the way, if you're listening in Colorado and you came, or Wyoming, fantastic crowd. Like, 1,500 people showed up. I didn't think anybody would show up. So I would do my first show on the Red Hoodie Comedy Tour. And go, and I have a rider, which means before I go, I have like a couple bars, like Cliff Bars, have water, What else? Socks. I always have socks.
Still have
rider.
A toothbrush and the toothpaste?
Yeah, I have, but that's it. I don't have anything crazy. Mm-hmm. And so, but red toilet seat. There's a new toilet seat. That's crazy, man. It also talks about his wardrobe. He changes clothes 5 times a day.
What?
And at all times, he carries a flask filled with a martini.
Wow.
What is this life?
That's pretty cool.
It's called the prince.
Yeah, it's royalty.
Yeah, it's called being a prince. It's like
the high life.
Five times a day.
All of that, though, all I want is a toilet seat. I don't care about the jewels, the martini. Man, that's where one day I'm going to get to that level.
Man, we could be onto something with a disposable toilet seat.
They do have those. It's paper that you throw away when you're done. Yeah, it's already been, yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. So, let's say food comes and they messed up your order just a little bit, Amy. Do you send it back?
I mean, sort of. I talk to them about it. I mean, I might be like, hey, just FYI. Like, if I did not want raw red onions on there and it's covered in raw red onions, I'm going to need a new salad.
So what I'll do I'll pick them out.
Oh, I'd be super nice about it.
No, I know. Listen, I waited tables for years, yeah. And I'll read you the story. A new survey found that most Americans are uncomfortable sending back food. Listen, if it's wrong, it should be sent back. In the world of everything is perfect and normal and morality rules supreme, and we just want the right thing, you send it back. As someone who used to wait tables, if someone sends it back, I would see other waiters fart on food.
Oh,
what?
I would see them like take their hand and put it in it.
Okay, we need to grow up.
We do in many ways. But all I'm saying is if you send it back, there's always that risk.
Yeah,
it's okay. Not a probable, but it's a possible that your food's going to get messed with. And it's not fair because if it comes out wrong, it should be fixed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It should be fixed.
Yes.
But for me, I'm not sending it back. Unless it's just, if I order a steak and
it comes out chicken?
Out comes iceberg wedge.
What do you do?
Probably just eat the iceberg wedge. But yeah, most people are like, it's too uncomfortable, it's too awkward. And they don't even want to know what is done in the back. Mm. Well, I can tell you, someone who waited tables, sometimes if the waiter is, one, just a jerk or having a bad day, then you know the thing, too, about waiting tables, and I thought about this at the time, but even more so now as someone who goes to a restaurant. I went to a restaurant last night, had dinner. Me and dinner, the end of the meal, like, okay, I'll pay this check, give them my credit card. They take my credit card, and they disappear to some part of the building. I don't even know where they are. Here I am. I'm doing commercials for LifeLock. I think LifeLock's fantastic. And I'm like, protect your identity. And then I give this woman my credit card to go in the back and take pictures of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably buy them purses and
take a carbon copy.
Guns. Probably. And shoes.
Yeah.
Bring the credit card machine to the table.
Yeah, bring back that old swiper, the one you just put in.
But that's what they do in other countries. They bring the swiper to the table.
Yeah. Or like at the Apple store, they wear it around their belt.
Yeah, that's all I carry on about. But they have that app now. It's called, you plug it into your phone with a headphone jack. Square.
Yeah. Square, yeah.
Restaurants should have this because I give them the credit card and they disappear to the back. Go do what you must. And then please return with my credit card and identity, please. But yeah, that's a weird thing that we do here.
Mm-hmm. And we do it no problem.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, here's my laptop and my password. Go on to the back.
Yeah. Take 10 minutes with it.
Let me know what you find. You know, and I think it was Best Buy, I think, that they were working with the FBI and the Geek Squad was turning over people's information.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Because, you know, they get into computers.
Stop it.
Yeah.
What?
And now they weren't just giving it all away, but if they found stuff that they thought was suspicious, they would turn it over. But that's not their job.
That seems a little shady.
Oh, yeah, it's a little shady. Well, Facebook got busted again because like 50 million people's data was mined for political reasons because these people figured out how to do polls, so they got into your accounts and they found all your info.
Oh, wow.
I read this whole story where Facebook's basically just surveillance.
Delete out?
Get out of that Facebook.
All Facebook is people yelling at each other anyway.
It is. It's a bad place.
It's a screaming match. I go on Facebook. I go on to see my sister's kids. I go on to see if anybody's playing Farmville.
Playing Farmville?
Oh, yeah.
I go on to see.
Ooh. I didn't know Farmville was still around.
That's why I go see. Some people are like,
looking for cows.
I will trade you one pig for a wooden plank. And I'm, what?
You're still doing that?
So I'm not trying to go to Facebook. The weird thing about Facebook, too, is people will get on and send me mean messages on our show page. I can click their name and, hey, Becky, I can see where you go to church.
Yeah.
I can see your nieces and nephews.
All your kids.
I know everything about you.
Oh, that's my favorite is when people are so nasty and mean and then you go to their profile and their first
they're
thing
like, let God's
like,
smile take you through the day. And I'm like, you just called me a douche.
Yeah. It's a video of them swinging their child at the park. Like, come
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
They're like,
you just cursed me out about a segment.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's them and Pastor Ron.
Yeah.
As their profile picture.
Pastor Ron.
Yeah, man.
Hashtag Jesus.
Yes. Someone was getting after me good the other day. I mean, just give me the business. What I don't even know what for. No, I go to their page, and it's like, let a smile lead you through the day.
Yeah.
I'm like,
lead
that was,
you through the day.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, rude.
Rude. Yeah, we have the skinny to do.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Luke Bryan did a shoey during his concert in Sydney, Australia. And if you're not familiar with what a shoey is, it's where you drink beer out of a shoe. And in this case, Luke did it out of a boot.
Here's to a sold out show in Sydney, Australia! Yeah, I've never done that.
And now I have hepatitis.
Yeah.
It's so gross. And then he threw the boot back into the crowd.
What's he gonna do? Keep it for posterity?
I don't know, but somebody got that boot that he drank out of his first shoey. Tickets for Avengers Infinity War, they went on sale this weekend, and within 6 hours, broken the record for the fastest selling superhero movie in the first 24 hours. The previous record holder was Batman versus Superman, so I think it's safe to say people are pretty pumped about Avengers Infinity War. I'm Amy, that's your 30 Second Skinny.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, baby. Over to Amy.
The Morning Corny.
Did you hear about the guy who got sick after eating expired mayonnaise?
I did not.
He's recovering at the Mayo Clinic.
That was the Morning Corny.
I'm back.
Yeah. But
so I started my stand-up comedy tour, the Red Hoodie Comedy Tour, in Colorado Springs. And man, did you guys come out. I appreciate that. Man, so many people.
Well, can I? Yes, but can I say, too, I'm going to apologize for all the drunks who were there. Please don't judge Colorado Springs by the crazies who were there.
Well,
what do you mean crazies?
Well, no. Here's the thing. So I go out, and I'm doing my comedy show, and it was the first one of the whole tour. And I go out, and I say, okay, hey, listen, we're not going to have any phones because I'm just talking. So let's just all take pictures now. Take some pictures. We all take pictures. All the phones come out. I said, so put them away because I can't have you putting this material up online. Different than a concert where you can record all you want. You've heard the song anyway. So I put all the phones away and everybody's, nobody cares. I mean, that wasn't a big deal, right, Stacey? Like I said, hey, take your pictures and we'll get that out of the way.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. We were totally fine with that.
Nobody's upset about it. And there are 1,500 people there.
Yeah.
So, okay. Which again, I was surprised that many people would come to a show in Colorado Springs. So, a couple drunk people, and at one point, I felt like I'm the voice of the people, and I told them to shut up.
So they were just being loud, or they were like...
Well, yes, when Bobby said shut up, everybody claps for Bobby saying that, because we all wanted them to shut up, too.
There were just a couple, and they weren't heckling. They were, they'd been drinking too much, and they were very excited.
Okay.
And they kept yelling things, and the thing about spoken word is, if you yell something, it disrupts my pattern of joke.
Oh, spoken word.
It is. It's different than a song where you can play through it. If I'm talking and someone yells and I have to stop, jokes are all about timing. And I was like, hey, shut up.
You're ruining my jokes.
No, I don't say it. I said shut up, and the crowd erupted, and it was probably the best thing I said all night. Right, Stacey?
No, you were really funny. I actually thought you were very, very funny.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for coming, and hopefully I come back soon. I started off with a nice little joke I wrote for the night. I said, man, because it is so dry in Colorado. I said, it is drier here than Betty White's butt. Oh, you know, whatever. I didn't finish that word up. And they laughed pretty good, yeah.
Yes. I was glad I didn't bring my kids with me.
I didn't curse. I said butthole.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So what?
I didn't finish it.
You have to go to the show to get the full joke.
Yeah. BobbyBonesComedy.com.
Yeah. I'll be in Pittsburgh. I'll be in New Orleans.
We got tickets, Lunchbox. You want to go?
Wait, but is it dry there? Because will you tell that joke?
No, I can't tell anywhere else.
That's only a high altitude.
And I said, I'm just going to try not to Tim McGraw on you guys and dehydrate and
oh, so these are just
I always write little
jokes that are specific to that night,
to the
so
area.
You can share them now because it's already happened.
Yeah, okay, that's what. And they're not even that funny. I was just like, dang.
Sometimes you laugh at yourself there, like, and you think it's like really funny, and you're laughing, and nobody's laughing.
Maybe it's my first show, so there's a lot of stuff that didn't work. But some stuff worked really good, and I didn't think it would. It's just the nature of the business, man.
And you remember it all? Do you get off stage sometimes and you have someone like keeping note, like, you really got a lot of laughs here?
No, I remember it all.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
I keep track as we go.
Okay.
But yeah, that was me. That's what I did.
Well, that's fun. We'll have to check it out.
No, you don't.
I need to know the rest. Yeah. Yes. We don't get to hear anything. You don't tell us any of the jokes here. So yeah, we have to go to a show to find out.
I don't have any tickets left. I saw all the Pittsburgh just sold out. New Orleans just sold out. Charleston, South Carolina sold out. Sorry, guys.
Oh, we should have asked her if he told any jokes about us.
I did.
We're supposed to make money off of that.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. No, you have to sue me.
Oh.
Yeah. And not to bum everybody out, and I didn't talk about it last week, but I had to put my dog down on Wednesday of last week, which sucked. And so I came into the show Thursday and Friday. I didn't say anything about it because I know if I did... And I don't know that I'm in the right emotional spot now to talk about it, but I can't not talk about it. Even on my comedy show this week, and I never do this. So I probably met 100 people before the show, and I had my tour manager go just say, don't say anything about the dog. Because not even just for me, I don't want people to feel like they had to say something.
Right.
Because if someone comes up and goes, hey, I'm sorry you lost your dog, and then someone behind them hears that, then they have to go, oh, I have to say it too now. Mm-hmm. So we just didn't talk about it. And I didn't want to talk about it.
I mean, I think that makes sense to do that.
Yeah, so my dog, he had about six, well, longer than that, actually, 7.5 months or so ago. And my dog was almost 15. Basically, it's just been me and him forever. It's just been me and him. And so he had a blood cancer. And so I took him to the vet, and he said, hey, he's got about 6 months left. He said, if you want to do surgery. And I said, well, with the surgery, can he get back and be healthy? Because that's what I want. I don't want a dog I don't want my dog to not be healthy. I'm not going to keep him around for me. And he said, yeah, I think he can, but I don't know that it's a long term. He's an older dog now. And so he had the surgery 7.5 months ago, and the vet said he's got about 6 months left. And that sucker lived longer. I knew he would, and he did. Like, my selfish goal was he'd make it to my birthday, which he didn't quite make it there. But, so Wednesday of last week, so Tuesday night, I was up all night. I didn't say anything about it on the show because I knew in my heart what was about to happen after the show was over. And so Tuesday night, I was up all night with the dog of last week. And then Wednesday, I had to drive up in the afternoon. And they told me, because I went up early, and they said, if you take him home, he may not make it back. I wasn't going to take him up and leave him in the hospital all day. And so, and on my Instagram, there's a pic, because I put up a bunch of pictures, like 4 or 5 pictures. And there's one of us laying on the bed, and you see his collar. And that was him coming back home. I was like, we're just going to go hang out at the house and spend where we've spent most of our time, is in my bed, because I don't leave my bedroom.
Yeah.
So we went up, and we spent a few hours up there, and it sucked. And I took him down, and they put him to sleep. It was terrible. And so, you know, people lose dogs, and it sucks. You know, for me, it just sucks because it's really the thing that I don't cry.
No, but this is the part where it gets more than a dog, and
but
it's yeah. I'm just worried about you. It's the only thing you've ever loved, and I feel weird even. I'm just going to tell you what I thought, and I feel weird even thinking.
No, go ahead.
And I even said it out loud to a friend, and she, who knows you well, and she was kind of like, I thought the same thing. But it's so crazy because you've lost your... You've lost your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm almost more worried about you losing your dog than I was when you lost your mom.
And that's a weird thing to say, but I thought the same thing.
It's so weird.
Yeah, so just as a backstory for that... My mom had troubles with drugs and alcohol, and we never were able to really get super close because of that. And she was in and out, and my grandma adopted me. If you're new to the show, yeah, I bounced around as a bit as a kid. We all come from different situations, and mine definitely wasn't the worst, but it wasn't good. And so, yeah, we were on food stamps, and I was adopted for a while, and my real dad left, and there was just a lot of things. And later on, my stepdad came in when I was a teenager, and it definitely took a better turn, but it was rough. But I don't ever remember telling anybody that's a human that I love them. We didn't say that where I grew up. It just didn't happen. And so I've never said that to a girlfriend, but man, I love that dog. And I think I put a little bit of what I was scared to give everybody else into that dog.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
And so, yeah, so Wednesday, it was rough, man. It was rough. And Thursday, it was rough. And Friday, it was rough. And I went, and people have lost dogs before, and I and friends and parents, and it is, and I, you know, I miss my mom too. But yeah, I mean, that 14 years I had with a dog is the longest I've ever had anything. So it sucks. And now I'm a little hardened right now to it. Every once in a while, something will sweep in and go, I'll break down a bit. Like last night, I was looking at a book that a friend made me and my dog. But yeah, it sucks.
Well, and that's what, and I think, I don't know, having stuff like that you can look at and processing it properly is what I think you need to do. And those that really care about you are worried that you're going to compartmentalize it and put it away and not.
That's what I've been doing. Imagine.
Well, I know that's what you've already been doing.
So I'm doing it right now.
Yes, I know. And you're excellent at doing it. Case in point, when your mom did die, you found out live on the air. Basically, we were in a song break and your sister had called and you went back on air and continued with the rest of the show like nothing happened. But you were able. I knew you were hurting, but you were able to set it aside and carry on. Same thing with this. You were up Tuesday night, like you did it on Wednesday. You didn't let the world know till, not the world, but you didn't put it out there till Friday.
After the show.
And you carried on, like you're able to just function, especially something that means that much to you. Like I kind of thought, oh my gosh, the day that it comes, like I don't even know if he'll be able to come to work because it's so crazy. But you are the master at putting in a box, setting aside.
I think I had to do that as a kid so much.
I know.
So I don't.
But there has to come a time where you have to. This is a chance for you to face this one head on and process it properly so that you heal and you don't harden towards something in this area too.
I think I'm just hard. I'm hard head.
You don't have to be.
All of it. So yeah, I had to put my dog down Wednesday, and it sucked, and it sucks. I walk down, and I look at the couch, because if he's not upstairs, he's still not on the couch. Like, I still sleep on the very edge of the bed. I don't have to anymore. It's weird, man. I've never had a house without the dog. You know, my whole adult life just about has been me and the dog. So, it stinks. I've cried a lot. I'm not crying right now because I'm in work mode. I had to go do stand-up comedy for an hour and a half. You know? Well, I feel like it. I did. The crowd was so good. They were really kind to me. And I had a joke I told about it because I knew everybody was wondering what I was going to say. They knew I wasn't like ready to be Mr. Comedy Man.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a lot of people reached out too, and I appreciate it. Almost, except for one, I think every one of my ex-girlfriends reached out like hardcore.
Yeah.
Lindsay, Kara, Megan, they all were like, boom, just because they knew how important
the dog
was.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's...
Amy brought over a big box yesterday it's on my Insta story of like cereal and candy and... I mean, I'm not talking about a box. I'm talking about a crate. Like they pulled it straight off the ocean liner. One of those type size crates.
Emotional support box.
The last 5 days, I've just ate anything I wanted. Mm-hmm. Just didn't care. I'm talking about, I think I went to Sonic 3 times. I was eating ice cream. I mean, right now I feel like garbage, but...
Yeah.
I know. Good, huh?
At the time, you're like, oh, okay, I'm feeling better because I'm eating all this. I'm eating my feelings. And then about 24 hours later, and you're a little bloated and puffy, you're like, okay.
Yeah. Well, and then Amy comes and she gives me a pair of two. She comes and goes, hey, I gave you some sweats. And so they're really nice sweats, too. They were Lululemon.
Ooh.
Only the nicest. And she says, here. And so, but they're smalls, right? Excuse me, two pair of small pants. Now, I always feel for a man, you size up, just if you're wondering. And for a woman, you size down in case you're wondering.
Yeah. That but, is the, probably the unspoken rule. Yeah.
And so Amy brings me, she goes, I think these are your size. She gives me two small pair of pants. And so a little bit I'm offended. And then I put them on, and they fit a little too big.
Oh,
see?
My goodness. I was wondering what the
when we held them up,
I have
the
them on
store.
Right now. I know.
I mean, we must have looked at between the small and the medium for 15 minutes. And we're like, yeah. God, don't want to be offensive. Don't want to give a dude a small.
No,
you know?
Bobby's little now.
And then when we were checking out, we confirmed with the cash register dude, like, of waist size and height. He's like, sounds like a small to me. And we were like, okay.
Well, all this being said, it really stinks. I'm hurting. I've hurt. I will also, as my head coach, Vic Gandalf, would say, the sun will come up tomorrow with me or without me. So the sun comes up, worse things are going to happen, better things are going to happen. But it does stink. And yeah, so it's weird. And I'm moving. I'm out of the house. I bought the house just for the dog. Like, that's how much I love that thing. When it was like, got to find a house because my other place flooded. Where's the best backyard? Because all I care about is that dog. So the house I live in now, I bought it just because of the dog. So I'm out. I don't know how fast I can get out of there. But I'm moving. I'm like, I can't stay in the house.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the deal. I don't plan on talking about it a whole lot more, at least not now. Because I'm just trying not to be emotional on the air right now. Because then I got to turn the mics off and it's all awkward. And then Lunch is like, stop crying. Lunch did send me a nice message yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He cannot ever really say anything about crying
ever
again.
That's true.
One time. Yeah. One time only I can talk about crying. That was a big deal.
Well, this is a big deal,
well,
too.
I didn't say I would say anything about
he did.
This,
Lunch did send me a nice message. It was kind of funny, too. Can I read your message? Do you care?
Oh, he,
I don't care.
He did humor? Like,
yeah.
Dark humor?
No, it was actually kind and humorous.
Oh.
I mean, that's how Bobby does it. He likes humor to make...
I do like humor.
Things that are
so many nice messages. I'm telling you, man. It was one of those things where you go, man, I just don't want. And I did it Friday after the show because I was on flights. No one was going to see me really. But here he says, "Hey, man, really sorry to hear." This is from Lunchbox, right? "Hey, man, sorry to hear about Dusty. You guys had a great run together. He tried to run away a few times, but he realized life on the streets is as much fun as riding that really nice car you have. I know nothing I can make you feel better. But if you need anything, let me know." Thought that was real nice of him.
Aww.
So.
Shotgun.
Yeah, that's why I wrote on my Instagram. He's a shotgun rider and my nut kicker when I was sleeping. So, yeah. So, 14
years. Well, that's why
years
some people are doing hashtag nut kicker. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why. Because he was sleeping between my legs every night.
I know.
For 14 years, he slept between my knees. Yeah. And I sleep and I'm just like, what? I have dreams about it. It's still new.
I know. It's fresh.
And again, it's not the worst thing to happen to anybody. And I have to put that in perspective. It sucks, but it's not the worst. So yes, to conclude this segment, Wednesday of last week, I had to put my dog down. And he beat cancer twice. And the third time, I think age and a really bad one got him. And I appreciate all the listeners have been donating to Austin Pets Alive, which is an organization that I work with.
I saw that. That's sweet and special and thoughtful and all the things.
Are you kidding me? It's just like, I don't deserve for people to care that much about me. And so I'm done talking about it, but I appreciate you guys. And I wrote something on Instagram. You can see it if you want to look. If not, don't go look. Otherwise, I'm done. That's a wrap. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, we're not done?
We got to do more. No. Oh,
I got to play that really well-written song I
told
you about.
Yes. Cannot wait.
I heard this song. First of all, I think it's so well-written. Secondly, I think the reason I like it so much is because it reminds me of me.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. And it reminds me of me being like...
What's it about?
Sad and lonely?
Not really sad and lonely.
Okay.
But difficult to find...
Start from the bottom, now we're here? Just hurry up so we can play it.
Okay, we'll do it coming up. Coming up, I do want to talk about this. He's famous and he's in his 70s. It's not Mick Jagger. And he's dating a 20-year-old Instagram model. Another celebrity. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Because it's crazy.
That's her profession, Instagram model?
I think so. Isn't that what it says? That's what she does, huh? Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I need to announce this, though, and I'm announcing it so everybody can hear it, because I don't care. If you want to come to Nashville and watch the show, I'd love for you to I have my class of 2018, where every year I pick five artists, and I go, this is the class of 2018. Like, I think this year is when they really start. They could have big things happen to them. We're tomorrow putting tickets up. I'm doing the class of 2018 acoustic jam with all five of the artists. Did you know this?
No. I mean, not until I heard you talking about it today.
Oh, that's right. We talked about it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess you didn't know, but only from the show.
Right.
So tickets go on sale tomorrow at bobbybones.com. But these are the five artists that I've picked to be in my class of 2018, and they're all going to show up and play. So people like Morgan Evans.
Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody in the back of the cab or on a subway train.
Jimmy Allen.
Because when you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out of California.
Cassie Ashton.
I was all in a hurry.
Brandon Ray. Jillian Jacqueline.
We've got all our reasons.
So they go on sale tomorrow. BobbyBones.com. Come to Nashville. Come to the show. It's in a place called Analog at the Hutton Hotel. So tomorrow they go on sale. That'll be fun. All five of them coming to play. And it's a proceeds benefit musicians on call. So I ain't pocketing anything. At least not that I want to tell you guys about. No, I'm definitely not. But more details too at BobbyBones.com. I'll put that up on my Instagram. You know that snapping turtle that ate the puppy?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The teacher fed... The whole story's crazy. The teacher... There was this puppy in front of the class. He fed the puppy to a snapping turtle.
Correct.
Snapping turtle ate it. Teacher suspended. But now they had to put the snapping turtle down. Which, why'd the snapping...
What'd the snapping turtle do wrong?
Ate the puppy, I guess.
Well, but the puppy was given to him.
The snapping turtle who was fed a puppy in front of students has been euthanized.
No.
Right? The snapping turtle didn't do crap except eat what the stupid teacher gave him. The Idaho Department of Fish and Game seized the turtle and turned it over to the Department of Ag, and they euthanized him. The snapping turtle has been in possession of Preston Junior High School Robert Crossland, who is accused of feeding a puppy to the turtle. What's up with this dude feeding a puppy? I know they said the puppy was sick. It doesn't matter. Why are you doing it in front of kids, too?
So the story just keeps getting worse.
That snapping turtle didn't do anything but be a snapping turtle.
The snapping turtle went snapping turtle.
He had a puppy. The teacher, that teacher should go to jail. Just to set a precedent. We don't feed puppies to other animals.
I agree.
In front of kids.
Poor snapping turtle.
I say we put them in one of those things with their hands in their head. Do that, you know.
Like the old days?
Yeah.
Like in the medieval times?
In town square, they have that wood thing where you put your head and your hands in there.
With the blade that comes and chops.
No, no, that's the guillotine. We're not trying to guillotine him.
Yeah, so, but what are you going to do, just shame him?
Yeah, shame him. Put his hand and his head through there. No, not the guillotine.
I thought you had the executioner with a bag over his head.
No. Yeah, Eddie, slow down. Maybe he just stands on a corner with a sign that says, I fed a...
No. Somebody beat him up.
Off with his head.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
So much to talk about. I don't know where you want to start. Two glasses of wine helps you lose weight, apparently.
Huh.
So I can read you the story.
A week or in a sitting?
Scientists have suggested that two glasses of wine before bed could help you lose weight.
Oh, daily.
The study comes from Washington State University and Harvard, where they did this thing together where they say there's something called resveratrol in wine that helps you lose weight, and it controls. And it does whatever it does, all the science here. But they've suggested that it suppresses your appetite. And even if you're not a big drinker, you can still drink a couple glasses of wine before you go to bed. Now, I don't drink. I've never had a drink of alcohol. I'm not against alcohol. As a matter of fact, I was having a pretty rough time this weekend with my dog passing away. And I was in Colorado, and I thought, should I just get an edible?
It's legal. Yeah.
I obviously didn't.
Oh. Okay.
Now, I have no moral judgment. You want to smoke weed, what do I care? You don't hurt anybody. I'm going to get mine in the wheel of a car. But I never have. I've never tried anything. I've never smoked a cigarette, never tried weed, never drank alcohol. The cigarette's not appealing to me at all. Actually disgusting. The other stuff, I would go, I just know I would do all of it. Like, I would eat all the gummy bears.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
No, but I would. I know how it worked. I would go, ooh. But I did go. I did think, because I was having a rough time. I was like, man, maybe I just take me an edible, eat me an edible and make me feel good. But I've never been high, so I don't know what that's like. Mm-hmm. So I didn't. But I did go, are there any stores around? Like, I was just curious.
Yeah, I was wondering where they're at.
Yeah, like, if I were to hit Google Maps, how close would it say a store is?
Probably close.
Yeah. And I made a joke about it just in general to the at my stand-up show in Colorado Springs. And they laughed at it hard, which made me think that even our listeners there are like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's weird to me that alcohol is legal and something that grows out of the ground isn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's so weird to me. Someone just made, I was reading the whole history of it. Someone just made a decision at one point. They just go, this is fair, this one isn't. It's just a decision.
I know. And when you're told for so long that this is the law and this is not the law, then you lean towards what the law is.
And even we've changed. And Amy's talked about her story when her mom wasn't eating and her mom had cancer really bad. And you first it was,
well, she
like
was,
medicinal marijuana.
She was
with
prescribed.
Like a
synthetic
yeah.
marijuana, which is a pill, which was given to her by the hospital.
Then you guys just start rolling dupes, huh?
Well, yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, doobie.
Yeah.
It came to a point, and my mom, listen, she wasn't like, she was nervous about it, but it was something that we had to do because she was in a state where it wasn't legal. And at the time, I think probably me and my sister and my mom were probably like, oh, you're just not really into weed, we're not those people, and maybe it shouldn't be legal. But once you experience it, at least medicinally, you're like, okay, we probably need to revisit this, especially because if it's legal to prescribe it in a synthetic form, man-made, and people are making like tons of money off of it, why not have something that's safe and effective and more natural and holistic for you?
And your mom wasn't eating because of the chemo.
No, she lost tons of weight.
And that made her eat.
She lost tons of weight. Oh, yeah. But she couldn't, like when she stood up one time and she went over, she even was in a little bit of pain and wasn't walking that well. And she popped right up off the couch. I remember we were watching The Voice, which she, you know, for certain reasons thought was hilarious that night. And she stood up really quick and went over to this snack table that we had made at the bar. And she started making her own plate of food and eating it. And she sat back down and she's like, I don't really know if it's working. And we all looked around and we're like, Mom, it's working. You're feeling good. You just got up and went and made a plate of food. You're good.
Well, I thought about it. As always, I didn't do it. If there's fun to be had, I don't have it. You know what I mean?
That's the way you roll.
Yeah, that's how I roll. Like, well, this would be an interesting life experience. Nah. Man. But two glasses of red wine before dinner. Hit it up. It seems like that wine's good for you.
I might try it.
Let me try it two glasses before the show. You know what I mean? Hear my favorite songs on the radio right now. Lanco, Born to Love You. Such a jam. That album is so good. Lanco, Born to Love You. Save that one. You can tell I listen to that one a lot.
Is that you?
Yeah, me. Yeah, yeah. So I love that. Lanco, Born to Love You. Still love this. When it comes on the radio, everything's gonna be David Lee Murphy. This song is the jam. Everything's gonna be alright. And nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't worth spilling your drink. Everything's gonna be alright. 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 Like, that song is so good to me.
Yeah. So I nodded Kenny my head and said that's for sure.
Like, that's just like a feel-good song. I'm driving down the road, I don't feel good. I feel good. Right. But I'm going to tell you this other one. I was on iHeartRadio listening to one of the new country playlists. And I've heard the song before because I listened to the whole album when it came out. But this song struck me. It's so well written, too. And I'm not a snob about lyrics. I think some lyrics are supposed to exist to be awesome. And some are just supposed to make you feel, like, good for no reason.
Okay.
This song is... It's called Stars in the City from Old Dominion. They write songs like champs anyway. Mm-hmm. Probably the best songwriting group because that they were all songwriters. They made a band. So here, and it's called Stars in the City. And it reminds me of me because it's about a woman who finds a guy. And even though he's super flawed, she can still find the stars while she's in the city. Like she finds the good part of something.
Wow.
So here's the hook of it.
I don't know how she does it, but she can see the stars in the city. She sees a diamond where the world sees dust. Finds the glitter and the greedy.
Song and I was like, man, I appreciate every girlfriend that's ever dated me because I'm a big pile of crap, and they found the diamonds in the crap.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Amy. And so
that's such a good yes.
I'm telling you, it resonated with me hard.
Yeah.
Let's not agree too much.
Amy's too like, amen to that.
Nailed it.
It's like it's like boy trying to hear what's like, uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Uh-huh. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's from Old Dominion, Stars in the City. And it's not, it could be the next single, probably will be, because it was on iHeart playlist on iHeartRadio. But I heard it, and I was like, whoa. You know how you get chill bumps sometimes because something about it resonates with you?
Yeah.
This is Stars in the City from Old Dominion.
Took a U-turn down on 42nd Street. Almost hit another car. Spilled my coffee on my jeans. And I said, oh, they're ruined now. She said, no, they're better now. It's just a matter of perspective. She kissed my cheek. It's the little imperfections that make them unique. I don't know how she does it, but she can see the stars in the city.
I don't think there's any way I can possibly not finish last in the bracket.
What?
Oh, every team I've picked is dead. Both my championships done. I picked Virginia, Michigan State. They're out. I don't think there's any way I can not lose.
So you think you're going to...
Mathematically, right?
Oh. There is a mathematical chance that you can still be okay.
Oh, well...
Barely.
Like, I'm talking
barely.
About...
Barely.
Dang, dude, what happened?
If your bracket's good, you know nothing about basketball.
Correct.
Oh.
That's absolutely
how am I doing?
Correct.
Pretty good.
Amy, you're like in second place.
Woo! Yeah!
So, yeah. But if whoever loses has to wear their underwear on top of their pants for a whole day and then go sing I'm a Little Teapot in a public place. Probably me. I've already accepted that. But, yeah, there's that. By the way, Lunchbox is such a liar.
What happened?
Uh-oh.
Well, just because I was listening to a commercial he was doing.
Is this the gym commercial?
Did you hear it too?
He lied so much
about what time he wakes up in the morning. He doesn't wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Here. It says Lunchbox doing a Planet Fitness commercial.
There's not a lot you can get for just $10 a month. Well, that's why you got to go buy Planet Fitness and get a gym membership for just $10 a month. It's Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show, and I signed up because, A, it's affordable, and they're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So no matter what your schedule is, like me, I get up at 3 a.m.
Bull crap! You do not wake up at 3 a.m. Just say you wake up at 4:30 or 1 minute before the show starts.
5 minutes before the show starts, yeah. I'm there.
If I want to go work out, I can go.
You don't go work out before the show.
No, I said if I want to.
You can go after the
but
show.
But
I don't. Okay. I said, but if I want to, I could go work out before the show. So I'm not a liar. All I said was I get up a little
earlier. No, you said 3 a.m.
A little earlier than I really
do. So just say, you go to Planet Fitness, but you do it between naps or something.
Like me.
I nap when I get home, and I nap later, and I find an hour in between and go to Planet Fitness.
Right.
I heard it on the radio, and I was like, he's so full of crap.
Why do you do that?
I was just trying to highlight that they are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, I wake up early. Maybe you want to go work out before work. But you're blatantly telling a lie.
No, there's some days I get up at 3 a.m.
Yeah, if you have diarrhea or something.
I wake up.
Some days when my belly hurts, I wake up at 3.
I'm constipated.
Like, I woke up the other day at 3 a.m. to go pee.
Yeah. You know what time I wake up every day? 3 a.m. Now, if I were saying that, it'd be real.
Yeah.
Here.
No, I work out. You. If your schedule is like me, I get up at 3 a.m.
Bull crap. I heard that.
All right.
I actually heard it last week and told Mike D, hey, make a note. I heard it like Thursday last week. Hey, make a note so I can call Lunchbox out about this.
This guy's lying again.
Yeah. This guy and his tall tales.
Guys, come on. You're not supposed to catch those little things.
I listen to the radio, man. Let's do an Old Dominion hit.
Listeners have to trust us.
Hmm?
trust us with our commercial, what we endorse. They have to be able to trust us.
Yeah, and if we're lying, we call each other out. That's crazy.
That's the way to come back.
Well, we were listening to Atlantis during the break.
Yeah.
I had it still up, I guess. Greetings, friends.
There you are.
You can tell what we do during commercials. We listen to songs and sing along. Hello. So, by the way, I mentioned this. Do you know this song right here, Amy?
So bye-bye,
yes.
Miss America.
Do you know who sings it?
Don McLean.
Don McLean, 72 years old, dating a 24-year-old Instagram model. How you feel about that?
34, 44, 54, 64. So there's like 50 years.
Wow.
Basically.
I mean, ew.
Lunchbox, how do you feel?
I think he's awesome.
Yeah?
That is amazing that he can do that.
He isn't like money involved, like he's just buying her lots of stuff.
Who cares? Hey. If she's okay with it and he's getting a hottie like that, hey, it's better than having a 75-year-old.
What if a 75-year-old's up for love?
Man, he's not worried about love.
The American Pie singer is romancing the vivacious Paris Dillon.
Amy, I sent you a picture of him right now so you can see it.
Is there a picture of her?
She's hot, yes.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
The duo appears to be serious as they spent Christmas together. They're still together. There's a 48-year difference.
What's her name, Bones?
Her name is Paris Dillon.
Okay.
D-Y-L-A-N.
Yeah, she's on.
Yep.
No. That's his granddaughter.
What's he look like?
Her grandpa.
Oh, Bones, look at him.
Oh, my God.
No, that is not. No.
It's bad.
No. Yeah.
That looks like the dude that runs the bunny ranch.
Yeah. The big guy.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
She kind of looks like. She's trying to look like a little bit Kim Kardashian-ish.
Aspiring model, man.
Hey.
Maybe they have a lot in common. Like,
for sure.
Creatively.
She probably likes his song. She's like all of us.
What's that mean, Papa?
So bye-bye.
You remember the day the music died, girlfriend? No, you don't. You weren't born. That's right.
She wasn't alive when Aaliyah died, I don't think.
I know.
Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye.
To each their own, though.
This will be the day that I die.
As a jam.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? He deserves it. What can I say?
Because of this song.
He wrote a great
hit. He
deserves it. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Well, Sonic is going to start selling pickle juice slushes this summer.
That sounds really good. And I used to not be a believer until I had a Piccadilly, which is strawberry and pickles as a snow cone. I'm in the Church of Pickles now when it comes to that. I love it.
Yeah. It's basically like a snow cone flavored with sweet pickle juice syrup.
I crushed some Sonic this weekend.
Did you?
What'd you get?
Hard. So I've been emotional eating. If you missed it this morning, my dog passed away. And so I just ate. That's what I did. And I got a number 8. I remember the order number. Because I don't...
It's a number 8.
It's tough. I believe if you look it up...
I'm going to look it up.
It's chicken, fried chicken tenders... And I had tots, and I had an ice cream cone, and I had
it probably came with some bread on the side.
The tots. That was the bread. And then I had the...
No, number 8's the foot long.
Oh, it is? Maybe where I was. I don't know.
I don't know, dude.
That's my nickname at college.
The jumbo popcorn chicken?
I don't know, Eddie. Go ahead.
Okay, well, speaking of food, there was a guy that ate Chipotle every day for 500 days.
He set the record, yeah.
He set the record, and then Chipotle turned around and did something pretty cool. They donated the amount of money he'd spent on food up to that point to a cancer charity.
I heard now he's going, I'm done.
Oh, yeah, he's done. His last order of Chipotle was a mini quesadilla, and that officially ended his streak.
I like that, though, because I eat the same thing most days, almost every day, because I don't think about it. I go eat the same thing. No thought. Put it in the lunch. It's just ready. I have, you know what I've been eating for the last 3 weeks? Grilled chicken and cauliflower that's like mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
That's what I eat every day for lunch.
Ugh.
What?
Just boring. That's just boring. That's it. I love food so much that just makes
my... Yeah, I love food as much as you do.
I know. But when you say stuff like that, that makes my taste buds just be like, ugh.
Well, Bobby's just disciplined.
I know.
All right, go ahead.
Well, Khloe Kardashian, so she had to move to Cleveland because I guess her baby daddy plays... For them?
Tristan
Thompson?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so get this. Her OBGYN, who's supposed to deliver her baby is on call, does not live in Cleveland, though. So basically, he can't have anything else, or she cannot have anything else going on. And the minute she has any contraction, has to hop on a private jet and fly to Cleveland to help deliver her baby.
That's not a bad gig. You can pay to sit around.
That's right.
But not even, you can just sit around your own home and then you hop on a private plane and get there.
Yeah.
Hopefully in time. And lastly, the Backstreet Boys, they're opening a restaurant called Backstreet Barbecue. If you're wondering what they're up to.
You know, I will direct message a bit with Chris Kirkpatrick.
Name drop!
But he's from NSYNC. But I mean, hold on.
Dang, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, I know. I was like, so has he hinted about barbecue?
No. But, you know, I like it that those guys are still around and making things happen.
Yeah, they're not disappearing. They're
still working together, wheeling and dealing.
Love it.
Those Backstreet Boys, man, they're playing Vegas. They're playing with the Georgia Line guys.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And now they're making barbecue.
Backstreet Barbecue.
Yeah, Backstreet Barbecue.
Should be easy to find. I'm Amy. I wonder if they only
Why
play
would it
like
be easy to find.
Because it's on the Backstreet.
No. Because, I mean, the name. It's easy to remember the name.
Oh.
Backstreet Barbecue.
Oh, boy.
Well, what city are they opening that in?
There aren't details about location, but two of them are from...
Easy to find.
Easy to find. Somewhere in America.
But Carter was saying that since some of them are from Kentucky and some of them are from Florida, they know about barbecue and it'll be finger-licking good. And I was like, that's somebody else's slogan, Nick.
He's like, it's going to be so good at melting your mouth, not your hand.
Guys, you can't do that.
I was like, Nick,
our barbecue is going to be so good, you can't pop just one.
Yeah. And when we say good, we mean mm-mm good.
Yeah, mm-mm, once you pop, you can't stop.
Oh my goodness.
So, I don't know.
And they get sued.
Yum.
Backstreet Boy Barbecue. Yum.
That's
I think their business mind's not
guys,
out there.
You gotta get it together.
You new slogan.
It's like, Backstreet Boy Barbecue. Just do it.
The home of the you want your baby back, baby. Okay, guys.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
All right, headlines from the weekend. Amy?
Oh, I turned 37.
Yeah, how about that?
That's quite the headline. Inching closer to 40. But I mean, I feel great. I definitely ate too much gluten and sugar in the form of Mama Fuku milk bar cake.
We need to beat that.
No.
Oh.
It's like the best birthday cake ever, and I've had it pretty much every year for my birthday the past few years. And
yeah, it's good.
It's but this morning I feel my stomach, I could just feel bleh.
Congratulations.
So I'm ready to not feel bleh.
Lunchbox?
Family time. My aunt and uncle were in town, and so I spent a lot of hours with my aunt and uncle and my wife, and just we had a wedding to go to, and we spent a lot of family time.
Did your wife drink?
No, she can't drink. She's pregnant, dude.
Making sure.
Nice.
Some people dabble.
Like in wine?
Yeah, like a sip or something.
Shouldn't you drink wine when you...
Some people say you can have a glass of wine every now and then, a little red wine with the baby. But I tell my wife, that's probably not a good idea.
Do you make the rules?
No, I don't make the rules. I just suggest them. But yeah, I would say no alcohol.
Do you make the rules around the house?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I run that roost.
I started my comedy tour in Colorado Springs this weekend. Pretty good. It's good. My dog passed away, and so I didn't announce until Friday, so I had a lot of that. But he passed away on Wednesday. Didn't say anything to the show. Posted it on Instagram, and then just shut my phone off and got on an airplane because I just... It was all going to come at once. I knew it. Mm-hmm. And it did. I was very, very appreciative. Everybody sent me a note. But I did the show. It was good. I'm excited. I got some good stuff.
Feel like you have good content for this tour?
Yeah. So, I mean, for a first show, I thought it was good. If it was in the middle of the tour, I'd have been like, eee. But I thought it was good. Got some new balloons. Said my name on them.
I saw those.
They look cool.
Thanks.
Legit. Yeah. Saw them in the picture.
They're like tires. They're that thick.
Really?
Well, yeah. Because I got to ship them. So I did that.
So you know.
Yeah. They're expensive, man. So, the bomb's going off in Austin. Woke up this morning. Mm. Another one, right? Yeah, so they're offering a $100,000 reward. Because what happened was, three bombs went off on people's porches. Like, a package shows up, they open it up, boom. Two people have died. And so, I woke up this morning, and I guess another one went off at like 8 o'clock last night. And two guys were either pushing or riding a bicycle. Lunchbox, what do you know?
They believe it was set off by a tripwire. So they're
like on the side of the road, though, is what I was hearing. Because if you're riding up, pushing a bike up, you're not pushing a bike up on a porch.
Right. So that's what I mean. Like there was a wire somewhere. They don't know exactly where it was connected, but once you hit it, it.
Gosh, that's so crazy.
The reward money that is now available is $100,000 for a tip that leads to an arrest in this case.
How is this not the biggest story right now happening? Mm-hmm. Instead of everybody fighting about everything political, there are bombs going off. People are putting bombs on people's porches and on the street in Austin.
Stay inside your homes until we have had a chance to deem this neighborhood safe, and that will not be at a minimum until daylight, given the darkness and the size of the area that we want to go in and check.
That's what I saw this morning when I was waking up. And I live like 2 miles from this, because it's in southwest Austin. So, yeah, man.
You know, they said don't open, you know, packages that maybe you haven't ordered or whatever. Or how do you do that? That's so
hard. I don't open anything anymore. I'm done. And that, you know, mostly you can go, did I order from this?
Yeah.
Even then, I'm not opening anything until. But again, how we have so many cameras and are watching us all the time.
How do they not figure this out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you watch that Unabomber show, you realize how far ahead he was. And he would take a bus to a post office box. But this isn't mailing them. This person's placing them.
Placing them.
Himself. I assume it's a him. It's always a him. Men are the root of the evil planet. I get amen.
Amen. Amy?
Amen.
Amen.
She's a little hesitant on that one.
I was listening to the story about Sugarland, which, by the way, I love Sugarland. This is their new song, Still the Same. They're talking about after the hiatus right in the song.
We were in it.
Yeah. It is one of the more present songs, yeah. I think, because we just walked in the room and said, all right, where do we start? And that's the first
and
line
that's
of the song.
The first line of the song. And then the second line of the song happened right after the first line of the song. Yeah. And we just kind of volleyed back and forth.
I'm anxious to see them play. It's a funny dynamic of that group because she's the front and she sings it all, but Christian's the brains behind it. So they work perfectly together. Like Christian runs that whole group and she's the perfect vocalist and goes out and sings all the songs. But they're good. They're really good. That one, I'm excited. I'll go watch them. I'd even pay for a ticket.
Oh, that's a big deal.
I'm so jaded now. I get free concert tickets to everything. How I know a show's good is I would even pay for a ticket. Man, what a goober I am. Anybody else have anything to say for a play song?
What song are we playing?
Well, I'm going to play Keith Urban. You know we have a premiere of Keith Urban on Wednesday?
Oh.
A world premiere?
I like it.
Yeah, it's one him and I wrote together. Do you know that?
Really?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey. What's it about? But,
except for I didn't write it. Yeah, had nothing to do with me. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be crazy, though, if all of a sudden I wrote a big song?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, Namaste.
And we play.
Yeah, that one was up there. That's pretty good. Yeah,
Let's get that out. Come on. Yeah. Bobby
Bones. Show. Tomorrow, Walker Hayes will be in. We got a little something special planned with Walker tomorrow. You know, he's got that song, Craig?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to bring Craig with him.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Craig's a pastor in town.
Okay, love it.
So we'll do that tomorrow. I believe we will do that around 8-7 Central. They could flub a little bit, but around that time, I do believe. So Walker Hayes tomorrow. Other than that, we're going to go. Thank you very much for being a part of the show. So you can listen to the Bobbycast. Just search Bobbycast on iHeartRadio or iTunes. The last one we did was us sitting around talking about our show over the past 5 years because we just celebrated a 5-year anniversary. And so we're having a big concert coming up too. But that being said, you can listen to that, all of us just talking, no commercials, half an hour or so, talking about what it was like the last 5 years. Search Bobbycast on iHeartRadio or search Bobbycast on iTunes. That's it. What are you doing today, Amy?
Running errands with my husband. I think I have to do some accounting things with him or something. Taxes. Oh, is that it?
Who knows? Yeah, right. One of those random things. Like
we have
taxes.
To go do some stuff that's like adulting, and then we'll grab the kids and do homework, eat dinner, be a family.
Oh, yes, the family.
Read them to bed.
If you see any of those, I'm looking for one of those.
A family?
Yeah, family. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
So oh, sad.
Man. I'm trying to give me one of those.
We offer Eddie and I lunch.
No, my own.
We offer
you. I'm not
you.
Trying to be part of you guys.
Oh.
I'm trying to start my own.
Friends can be family.
Nah, they're your second string. Because I'm your second string.
You need kids, man. Gosh. You gotta get to it.
No, I need to get somebody pregnant.
Go is that what you're today. Gonna do today?
Maybe today.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.